I think we left off. On Daf Lamed Tesamid Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the end. And the second word of the line. Tanya Idach, right? The other verse says, Afi Shamar Ones Nosim Yad, even though we said, right, remember that was our Mishnah, right? The Mafate, if he marries her, doesn't have to give the Knas. The Ones has to pay the Knas right away, no matter what. Kishayotzi, who, Ein La Love Klum, when he divorces her, Ein La Love Klum, she doesn't have any claim on him. Meaning, he doesn't end up paying a double ksuba, like one knas plus a ksuba when he divorces her. No, the ksuba he pays now, and he doesn't have to pay her later. As the Gemara just says, technically, shayotzi mi matzi mapikla. When he divorces her, he's not allowed to divorce her, it says in the Chumash. Lo siyeli yishalu yichal shalach l'kol yambo, it's before it's possible. So the answer is, a'emak shetetehi in lo lo klum. If she leaves, then she didn't get a ksuba, meaning we see from here, the Gemara assumes that even though it says, that's only if she wants. If she decides she wants a divorce, then he's allowed to divorce her. Mace. Okay, now we're continuing the Brisa. If he dies, yotza kesef knasa b'ksubasa, then the kesef of the knas counts as her ksuba. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Yehudom Yeshel Ksuba, he disagrees. He says she gets a Ksuba of a Manet, because she's a Bula, by the time he marries her. B'mai ka miflagi. What is the Machlos Rabbi Yosef Yehudom the Chacham? Rabbanan saw retirement, my taking Rabbanan Ksuba, they should look at it and we'll see it. Rabbanan says, what's the reason the Rabbanan are talking a Ksuba in order that, Lote Kalabain of Lotzia, in order that he not, right, as the Gemara says a few places, why are they Rabbanan attacking Ksuba? In order that the husband not easily divorce his wife, right? He's in a bad mood, he'll divorce his wife, and that'll be bad for his own bias. They said you have to pay a lot of money if you divorce your wife that way, he'll think twice, and he won't divorce his wife unless he's really serious about it. Rabbanan Savri, and here he can't divorce her anyway. It says, so the Takana doesn't apply because, the Takana needn't apply because the whole point of the Takana, so you won't divorce her lightly, and here he can't divorce her anyway. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Savar Hanami Mitzar La Adamar Halobinalach. No, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says people who are clever than that, we still need the Takana because even though he's not allowed to divorce her, he can annoy her until she demands a divorce and therefore get around the Yisur D'oraisa. So we have that financial disincentive, so you won't annoy her until she demands a divorce and get around the Yisur D'oraisa. There's an interesting halacha in Eben Ezra that put the brackets here. So Ramah comes up with an interesting kula based on this Gemara. What does this Gemara say? We paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So what does that mean if we paskin like the Chachamim? That if the husband can't divorce anyway, there's no Tachanuk Suba. So says the Ramah, he doesn't take it so far, but he says, therefore, Bizman Hazeh, the husband also can't divorce, because we've heirim derin and gershom. So therefore, says the Ramah, Bizman Hazeh, if the woman loses the Ksuba, then it's not a problem, it's not an Isser. He doesn't say you don't need a Ksuba Bechlal. But he says, if b'di'evad, you don't have a ksuba, it's not usur to live without a ksuba, you don't have to rewrite the ksuba, because nowadays, the takana doesn't apply, because the husband can't divorce his wife, because the chen rei gershom
can do.
Right, so the achronim all reject the Ramah. If you look in the achronim there, they all reject the Ramah. Most of the achronim reject the Ramah, because they say you can't make a sushtel from this gemara. This gemara means if there's an isur d'oraisa to divorce his wife, then the chacham didn't make the takana, because that was a big isur. But nowadays, only a small issue to divorce your wife against her will. It's a chirin and a gershom for a husband to unilaterally divorce his wife. Since it's only a small issue, therefore the rabbanan still had to make a financial disincentive because they couldn't count on people keeping this issue because sometimes you might violate chirin and a gershom because it's only a small issue. Or in the Chacham Shlomo there, he says another differentiation. Okay, but the assumption is maybe he wouldn't get a hetter rabbanan unless he really deserved one. Which is questionable nowadays, but not for now. He says also that, no, Karen Dunning Gershom is not as strict as the Isser, Lo Yucha Shalch Kol Yamav, for a different reason. In this case of Ones, even if he divorced her, B'dievet, he has to remarry her. In Karen Dunning Gershom, if he divorced her, he doesn't B'dievet have to remarry her. So it's not as strict an Isser. Okay, so the Ramah, again, the Ramah compares Karen Dunning Gershom, which says a husband can't decide to divorce his wife, to and learns that nowadays you don't really need a ksuba. However, Gemara, all the Yechon reject him, they say no. The Isser nowadays, Pirimdu and Gershom, is not as strong as the Isser Luyuchal Shelf of Yamav. Number one, because it's only a Cherim of Rimin Gershom and not a Dinto Raisa. And number two, because it's only an Isser Luchachila, while here the Isser of Luyuchal Shelf of Yamav is even Bibi Evred requires remarriage.
How does he hold that Exuva Besuva Raisa?
No, so what the Ramah means is that obviously the Daraisa still applies, but the Drabbanan doesn't apply. What does that mean? You don't have to write it, right? The Daraisa, you don't have to write it, you don't have a shtar, you don't have to keep the shtar. So correct, he didn't say that the Daraisa, but the Ramah is Ashkenaz. He didn't say the Daraisa doesn't apply, he just says the Drabbanan, all the details of the Drabbanan don't apply. Okay, good point. Now, a few things. Yeah.
Maybe not understanding. Rabbeinu Gershom says he can't divorce her against her will. In our Gemara, is it saying if she wants to divorce him, he has to divorce her?
It means it's the same thing. Rabbeinu Gershom means you can't divorce her against your will, and Lo Yuchal Shofel Kalyama means you can't divorce her against your will. Either way, you're allowed to divorce if she wants a divorce. So that's why the Ramah compared it. In both cases, you're not allowed to divorce your wife unless she really wants to. Nowadays, and the old days for Ma'amis. So that's why he compared it. But then the other chronim say it's not the same level of commitment. Okay. One other thing that comes up here before we get into a few details here is number one, what does the Gemara assume here about the ksuba of a, what does the Gemara assume here about the ksuba of a ma'anis, that it's Daraisa or Darabana? Pretty clearly, what does the Gemara assume here about the ksuba of the ma'anis? It's the Rabbana, right? The Rabbana means Takana Shnei Shnei Kalav Ein of Losia, right? And therefore, the Chacham Rabbi Yosef would argue whether Takana applies nowadays or not. So what do we say here? We say the Ksubas Anusa is Midrabbana. So why? For why the Ksubas Anusa Midrabbana? So further, we show in Isfara that's obvious because all Ksubas Rabbana, right? We hold all tzubas rabbanim, right? So further we show me sfarad, nicha, dekaimala, nksuba, midrabbanim. How about for Tosfos and the Rishonei Ashkenaz? So for Tosfos, we pass ksubas doraisa. So what does Tosfos say here? Tai mamai, tekaimala, rabbanim, ksuba, kteishal, tekaalabin, lotziya. Avra, tzubi, ksuba, natore, the ksubas doraisa. So he answers, zos, beulahi. Right? He says that's also Nicha. Diksubas Bisula Midoraisa. Avalksubas Beula is Midrabanan. And now Tosa asks an interesting question. Tosa says, based on this, meaning there's only a good question for Tosos. Tosos holds Ksubas Ksula is the Raisa. So why is the Ksuba of Anusa Midrabana? And that's the assumption of our Sugya, right? Because she's a Ba'ula. Without getting into the Rama from last time. So Tosos asks, Umi Utema, I don't know if it's such a strong question. Kapasi Batani questions are always, you have to wonder how strong they are. Right? After all, the Tanarim here are speaking generally. He says there's never a ksuba, even if he was ma'anis her shalom kedarka. And she's still a basula. And she has a ksuba midaraisa. How do we know someone who's a shalom kedarka is still considered a basula minatorah? That is mefurish later on in the Gemara and other places in Shas. That if a guy is bowl of Basula Shlo Kedarka, then someone else comes to bowl her Kedarka, the second guy pays a Knas. She's still considered a Basula, even if she was Mel Shlo Kedarka. So that's what's the Kasha and the Sugya. How come our Sugya assumes that her Ksuba is only Darbanan in the case of a Ma'ani Shlo Kedarka, her Ksuba should be Bidaraisa? And that's a weak question, because it's based on Kapasa Matani that we're dealing even with that case. Maybe we're not. But let's see the question. What's the question of Tosfos? The question is, but if he was Ma'anis, her Shalom Kedarka, then she should get a Ksuba Midoresa, because she's still a Basula. And Tosos
doesn't answer the question.
Again, you could have said, I don't think it's such a good question. Maybe we're not talking about a case where we're solo kedarka. Who says kapasim matani? We're talking about all cases. Maybe we're only talking about the common case. Solo kedarka, by the words, would indicate it's not a common case. Tosis doesn't answer the question. Okay, the seder, that wouldn't have been so significant. I mean, it would make us interesting. How do we answer the question? Should we answer the question by saying, you're right, that case is not what we're talking about. We're not talking about solo kedarka, but the Tosis rush has a lumdish answer to the question. What does the Tosis Rush answer to the question?
Basically, a different definition of tefillah. They both categories, both different, have a different definition for what.
But I'm not sure that's what the Tosis Rush says here. Yeshaya?
He's saying that once there's a kenas, it's like
exactly.
Given, and
he says,
for a
exactly. Mida Oraisa, he was Yotze, the Din Ksuba, by paying knas. That's what he says. Meaning we have machlokas here between Tosos and Tosos Rush. When you pay knas, is that yotze the ksuba d'oraisa, Tosos Rush? Or is that not yotze the ksuba d'oraisa? Sarach Ion, why you don't get ksuba d'oraisa, Tosos? So here we have a very fundamental machlokas. Is the knas of ones, does the knas of ones count as a ksuba mi de oraisa? So Tosa says no, and therefore Tzarech Ion, I don't have a good answer why she didn't deserve a ksuba. And Tosos Rush says yes. This machlokas seems to be similar to what we saw last time. Last time I'm talking about mafate, right? What's the relationship between the ksuba she gets when she gets married and the knas she gets when she doesn't get married? Here they're arguing about ones. Basically, the machlokas is, when you pay the onus 50 shekel, is that midin ksuba, or is that a separate din? And that's the fundamental machlokas between Tos and Tos Rush. Tos says that the din knas is unrelated to the din of ksuba, while the Tos Rush says no. The din knas is is the same din as ksuba. So this is two totally different ways of looking at the knas of ones. Again, Tos says, knas has nothing with ksuba, two different partials. He pays her the knas, then should he pay her the ksuba? Well, maybe he should, he's sarki, and he doesn't have a good explanation for the Gemara. While Tosis Rush says, no, when he pays the knas, that's in lieu of ksuba. Mida Oraisa, the knas of ones midin ksuba, just like the, one second, the Ursa Mea place in the Mechilta said to the Rambam, the Knas of Mefata is the same din as Ksuba. Likewise, those Russians, the Knas of Onus is the same din as Ksuba.
But that goes against the assumption we started with here, that the Ksuba is Anusa Mida Rabbanu. If you're saying that the Knas is, then the whole assumption from the beginning.
No, what I mean is, after he paid the Knas, right? After he paid the Knas, the Ksuba is only Mida Rabbanu. Right, that's what it's talking about here, right? No same miyad, he paid the knas. Now, when he marries her, ksuba's only drabanan, and that's why it doesn't apply according to the chachamim. So that's the question. Once he paid the knas, why is ksuba only drabanan? Ah, she's a ba'ula. She's a ba'ula, but what if her shloka dagger is still a basula? Tosus doesn't have an answer. I mean, Tosus thinks, even after you paid the knas, there should still be ksuba d'oraisa. Well, the Tosus Rush would say, no, once he paid the knas, he's yotze ksuba d'oraisa, because the knas and the ksuba are the same din.
But they come from different places, and the knas comes from the Torah was
Mechayev,
and
Ksuba,
he was
Mechayev. Now the Torah is also Mechayev Ksuba, Tosos Ksuba is Daraisa.
But he had to do something, he had to take on this Mechayev. If he wasn't Mechayev, so...
And Daraisa, he still owed Ksuba. If you owe Ksuba Daraisa, even if the guy never accepted himself, never signed a shtar, never knew about it, he's still Chayev. Correct, meaning the obligation for him to sign a shtar and do something is only Darbana. Ksuba d'oraisa just means he owes the money, whether he likes it or not. Okay, so that's an interesting machlokas. Now, one other thing I just want to clarify, which is pashup shot in the sugya, is if you hold that ksuba is Darbanan, ksuba mi Darbanan. What's the case of ksuba mi Darbanan? Let's review. What's the case of ksuba mi Darbanan? What's the case? The case is, according to Rishonei Sfarad, right? It's in all cases. According to
Tosfos. It's in all cases of Be'ulos. The Ksuba is only Midrabanan. The Tosfos Rush would say, when is Ksuba Midrabanan? Be'ulos and Anusa, who already received the Kas. Right, then her Ksuba is also only Midrabanan, because Midrabanan said he was Yotzi with the Kas. That's the difference between Tosfos and Tosfos Rush. Subtle difference. Okay, what's the reason? Why were they mitakin? So what does our Gemara say in the Furish? Why were they mitakin? Ksuba midrabanan? So let's take Calvin and let's see. Tosas just points out here in Dibur Maskel Time of Mai a little later. He says, hold on a second. What are the two cases a woman gets her ksuba? If what, which two things might happen to her? She becomes a Furusha or an Almana. Which of these does this reason apply to? Only to Grusha, right? This reason only applies to Grusha. Only a Grusha, it's because Shalotei Kalavim needs a disincentive to divorce her. Almana, he doesn't need a disincentive to die, right? He's not going to sit there saying, is it worth for me to die or not? Ah, my state's going to have to pay a lot of money. So it's that's not a cheshbon, that it's not going to money anyway once he dies, right? So, Tosos just points out, and this is Mefurish in the Gemara in a few places, this is not a chiddush of Tosos or something special that we're pointing out here, just general Bikias. That what's the reason for the ksuba of an almana? What does Tosfos say?
Because
of chinah, right? So grusha says Tosfos, and most mafarshim, right? Grusha is shelo tehe kala be'ena lehotzia, so you won't divorce her lightly, and almana is mishum chinah. For chayin, it's actually machlux. We've shown all over Shas exactly what chayin means. It's machlux. We've shown what chayin means all over Shas. It either means that a woman who now needs to remarry because she was widowed will find favor in men's eyes because she has some money. You know, and always, you know, even though we all like to say that money doesn't buy love, etc., etc., you know, it always makes someone look more attractive. Or some people say chinah means so that the woman will be willing to get married in the first place. So if a woman is afraid, why should I marry this guy? Maybe he's going to die, he's a dangerous profession, this, that, and I'll be stuck. So therefore we say, no, we make the men find favor in the eyes of the women by saying that, no, this guy's a good guy, no matter what happens, even if he dies, he's going to leave you some money. So again, it's Machlokes Rishonim, where the chinah means, so the women look favorable because when they need to get remarried they have money, or is the men look favorable because the woman knows whatever happens to him I'll be taken care of. But either way, that's for chinah, so that people will find favor and will help marriage prospects in the world. Tosos points out here from our sugya, if we think about it, let's stick with the chachamim, right? We pass like chachamim that an anusa has no ksuba. Because there's no reason Caleb ain't gonna love see. He can't divorce her anyway. Does the reason of chinah, why it apply to an anusa? Does an anusa need chain? So, certainly, if you take the approach of chain means so that if the husband died, she'll have some money and be able to go on with her life, then the anusa should mean chain. So that's what he says. The Tamilari came into time is Lotte Kalabane Lotzi Almana might kill or bun exubal high talking the Gusul Vad. If the reason Kalabane Lotzia, why do they ever attack each other on Mana? But Marie, no problem, don't show triple attack the Gusul Kalabane Lotzia to give them the Machina. Once they made the Iker Ksuba was because of Kalabane Lotzia, and the secondary reason because of Chain, Umiu, Lechachila, Law, you attack the Shemchina. But Chain itself wouldn't have been enough of a reason. Why is he saying this hierarchy? Why is it important to say the real reason Kalabane Lotzia? China is just a side point. But, like, chinah's not a good reason. What is he trying to explain? He doesn't say explicitly. What's he trying to explain? By saying that the real reason kalbeinu, chain is just like a secondary reason, like, just take a trip. Because why didn't the anusa have a ksuba mishum chain? Why weren't they talking about ksuba anusa mishum chain? So the answer is, because they're really never mitakin just mishum chain. They only expanded mishum chain. So what Tosfos is saying is that this is just shot in Tosas, not hearing this old word, not saying anything. This is the reason for the Takana, and this is the reason to extend the Takana from Grusha to Almana. But in our case, by the Ksubas Anusa, since the original reason doesn't apply, because there's no problem, Kalabain of Lotzia, because we can't divorce her anyway, then they didn't make a Ksubas Shem Chain, because Chain is not a reason to make a Takana. It's only a reason to expand a Takana, right? And that's what Tosafot points out here. He says, but not a good enough reason to make a takana. And therefore, when Kal Bein of Lotzi exists, she gets a ksuba bein almana bein grusha to the chain. But when Kal Bein of Lotzi doesn't apply, they never make the takana in the first place, because it's not worth making a takana just for chain. And that's the basis of the shita of the Rishonim. Okay, you know what? We should read this Tosos a little more carefully. Let's read this Tosos a little more carefully, because I realize that to follow it properly, we have to follow the line. Let's start again from the time of my Tikino Rabban Ksuba, Shalom Bekalabin, we'll see. It says, Aval Gav, let's start again from the beginning. Aval Gav, the Ksuba Yishu Ksuba in the Torah, how can they assume Ksuba is only Drabban and isn't a Bidar Raisa for the Ashkenazim? No, Zos Ba'ula Yix. In this case, Manu says she's a Ba'ula. It's a general rule. The Ma'anis never gives a ksuba, even if he's only Ma'anis or Shlokidarka, she's still a total ksuba now. How do we know? If he is ksuba in the Torah, she still should deserve ksuba directa. How do we know she's a total ksuba? Because the Gemara said, if another guy is a Ma'anis or a Fatar, she gets a knas. So we see she's still a ksuba. The lot of times she's a kalvin and lotsia. And therefore, the reason is not she'll take halabin of tzio. She should need a ksuba to raisa. That's what Tosafot didn't answer, and the Tosafot Rosh did. Tamilari, came time she'll take halabin of tzio. Almana might take halabin of tzio. The reason she'll take halabin of tzio, why is Almana get a ksuba? L'haylam takin l'grusha l'vad. They should only make a ksuba for grusha. The Omer reads, we talk, shahutsu l'takin l'grusha. Re says, since they had to make a takana for grusha, she'll take halabin of tzio. Because of the reason she'll take halabin of tzio. To get an amin, Almana shemchina. They also made a takana for Almana because of chayim. But they wouldn't make it the kana in the first place, just in the chin. It's only a reason to extend the takana. Okay, but Omer read. That's what I just read. Kosher l'Rashba. Okay, now, if you would ask, why in our case didn't they give an anusa a ksuba mishum chin? The answer is, we don't make it under for chin. It's only agav lo tekal bein lo tzia. Now it's kashal rashba. Hadit ani b'chovel chenish chavavaylo siksubasa. We said in achovel that if she injures her husband, she beats up her husband, she owes him money. She doesn't have any money. She's a married woman. She doesn't have her own money. She doesn't lose. Let's say she has no money at all. She doesn't lose her ksuba. Uparach amay tazim ksubasa tovas hanavetesiv lei. Why doesn't she lose her ksuba? She should be required to sell her ksuba to someone else as a speculation. Like, let's say her ksuba is $1 million. She sells to someone for $200,000 because maybe he'll collect it, maybe he won't. And use that money to pay for the damage she did. Tasteful to high kavala to pay for the damage. No, this is the opinion of our mayor who we possibly like that you're not allowed to continue living without a ksuba, and when she sells it, she won't have a ksuba. Okay, Bahashta. Now here's Tosas Kasha. Hold on a second. If she sold her ksuba to someone else, now is it easy for a husband to divorce her? No, he'll have to pay the same amount of money, just someone else. Meaning, he's still Makayim, will take Halabay and Lotzia. What's the only thing she doesn't have anymore? She doesn't have Chayin anymore, because she doesn't get any money. So Tosis asks, the Hashtag came in time, she'll take Halabay and Lotzia, Tazim Tzubasa, Menashim Tzalmein, Avolim Yarshere, Yelok Suba, Tazim Loshav Shemchina. So, what does Tosis say? Tosis is even better. Tosis says, forget about this. You can Makayim everything. Let her sell her Ksuba, that if she's widowed, let her sell her ksuba, that if she's widowed, she won't, the other guy will get the money. No, if she's widowed, she'll get the money, but if she's divorced, the other guy will get the money. Meaning, if her ksuba is $1 million, don't sell it for $200,000, the other guy can collect whatever it is. Sell it for $100,000, the other guy can only collect if she's divorced. What happens now? If she's widowed, you're makayim the takana of chayim. And if she's divorced, because she gets money. If she's divorced, you makayim takana kalbein lotziya, so the husband has to pay. It doesn't matter who he pays to, it's still a disincentive. So why doesn't that work? But omari, now he meets a chiddush, kevin de bishar nashim shayachina, afagav de zos lo shayim, lo tlug rabbanan, v'asher lashosham lo ksuba le rav meir. So now he says, now he says the lo plug. Even though here, in this case, the reason of china shouldn't have applied, because she wasn't the case of almana, they made a low plug, and according to her mayor, it's also for her not to get her own money, even if she's a grusha. What he means here is that the chiddush of Tosfos, is that out a low plug, even grusha needs chena, out a low plug. So it wouldn't be enough if she says, if I'm widowed, I'll get money. And if I'm divorced, you'll lose money. So if I'm widowed, I'll get money. Chayn. If I'm divorced, you'll lose money. Halavin and Lutzia. No, I'll do a low plug. Even if she's divorced, she needs to get money. That's the Chiddush of Rav Meir in that sugya. And now, Tosa says, I think you have to, even though normally I don't like to be fallible in the Tosa sin. One second. Yeah. Okay, sorry. That's also a low plug. Now tell some diuk in the Gemara. The Ritva also makes the diuk in the Gemara. What's the diuk in the Gemara? Let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara says, let's say Anusa. If she's Nisgarsha, or if she's Nisalmana. What's the lushan of our Gemara by an Anusa? She's Nisgarsha, or she's Nisalmana. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Let's start again. Tani ida chafisha where onus knows miyad she yotzi hu ein la alav klum nisgarsha ein la alav klum. What's the lashon in this almana? Base yotza kesef knasa biksubasa. So here it's interesting. Why does the Gemara use two different lashonos? Nisgarsha ain't low love club. I mean, Nisgarsha, there's no money. Mace, she already got her money. Like, why that double lushan? Nisgarsha, she doesn't need money. Mace, she already got the money. So what seems to be the diuk? The diuk is, what's the svara? Here what we're saying is that there's no takana of ksuba. Why is there no takana of ksuba? Because there's no Kala Be'enav Lehotziya, right? He can't divorce her anyway. But in the case of Yatza Kesef Knasa B'Ksubasa, what does it sound like? There is a Takana of China, but she already got the money. Meaning, Shalom Pekala Be'enav Lehotziya means he has to pay right now. That's because that halakha doesn't apply. China means she has to end up with money. Here she ends up with money because she already got the money. She's just put in the bank meanwhile, right? It was just in the bank meanwhile. So Tosus asks, the Im Tomer, if I'm my Tani Hachi Yotzik has a Knasa B'Ksubasa, listening Mace Ein Lo Lov Klum, Da Lo Tekin Rabban Lo Lomana El Mishom Grusha, Vach Ha Mikoch Grusha Ein Letakin Zot, Ola Matzi Lugarsha. Tosus says, based on what he says here, what's Tosus Kasha? Tosus Kasha is, but you should say, Takana doesn't apply We just explained China is not really a reason for Takana anyway. China is just expanding a Takana of China is just expanding the Takana of Kalavain of Lutzia. So if China is just expanding the kind of Kalvina Lutzia, China is not its own Takana. So why does the Gemara assume China would be its own Takana? Just she already got the money, the Gemara should say, no, there is no Takana of China when there's no Kalvina Lutzia. So this answer is, Amari, the Achinami came to Shayef Bechina, Gemara Mishar Amanos, Ein Lanu Lushinosu Mishar Amanos, Lachi Yitzar Taim Adiyotzik Hazanos, Mishubasa Lachosh Madein Laksuba. Tosa says is back to the low plug. His answer is, basically, what's changing here in Tosos? That's actually worked very nice. If you like, introduce the sugya in Bava Kamma, bringing the idea of low plug, and then use low plug to mean daikar sugya. Tosos wants to have his cake and eat it too. Let me just, you know what? Can you take the board so I can just make this clear? Sometimes we do.
When she gets married,
mm-hmm.
she would get her ksuba, and there's a shibud on the ksuba. Doesn't that always stay? I mean, unless you say the shibud is a conditional shibud, that if he's megare, she gets it, if he's an alam, or she nuts, shouldn't that shibud continue on to everything and that she already would have the ksuba for that reason?
Well, but why originally did they make that shibud for everything? Why didn't they only make it for grusha?
Well, you don't know what's going to happen at the beginning. That's why there's a shibud. When someone gets married, there's a shibud on the ksuba. Because you don't know if she's going to get divorced, married, or
okay.
nothing.
I'm not sure what you're answering with that.
I'm asking, is that would that then that would apply that even a grusha or an almona has a ksuba? Because it goes back to the original shibud.
Right, but why do we make that kind of a shibud in all circumstances?
But you don't know. When you make the shibud at the beginning,
no.
You know,
but why can't you make a shibud if you're divorced, you'll get money?
It's a conditional shibud then.
Yeah, okay. It's a conditional shibud anyway, right? If she divorced or widowed, uh-huh. Why not just make a shibud if you're only divorced? So here, basically, what we're asking is the. Let's review for a second. The relationship between. Shalot tehe kala v'chuli and china, Tosfos is saying, is very subtle. On the one hand, what does our Gemara say? The reason is shalot tehe kala be'ein of lotzia. The main reason is shalot tehe kala be'ein of lotzia. China is obviously just a side reason. So on the one hand, what do we say? The lashon of Taima Mai Vichuli implies that the only reason for Ksuba is Shilote Kala Be'ena. And China is only an expansion once the takana applies. Right? Because the reason will take halva enough. So what's china? China is an expansion. On the other hand, the diyuk of yatsa kesef knasa biksubasa as opposed to Ein la alav klum. The diuk implies that the takana of china applies to anusa, even though Shalote kala v'chuli doesn't apply.
Say, what's the last part? The
takana of china applies, even though lote kala doesn't apply.
Oh, gotcha.
Just he already paid the china, right? Meaning, why doesn't he have to give her money from his estate if he dies? Because the takana does apply if he already paid. Meaning, now she has chain, now she has money, now she looks good. I think that's the shot of excuse me, of Tosos and China. So what's Tosos' answer? The answer is that the original China is just an expansion, but then low plug. That's what Tosos ends up maskana. You're right, the original reason they made the cut of China was only as an expansion. But once they made the kind of chino, they made a low plug, even in places where it was not an expansion, and that's why in our sugya, the takana of chino would apply. even though there's no need for a lotzei kalabein lotzia, but luckily he was yotzei anyway, so that's why he doesn't have to pay. That's the maskana of that's the maskana of Tosos. Okay, and that is the main
And the Tosos Rush is assuming that maybe he had to give his lavda.
No, there's no difference here between Tosos and Tosos Rush in this part.
No, because the Tosos Rush is saying that Yatsuk Kanasuk Subasa is applying even to Grusha, right?
No, not at all.
Why not? He's saying that the whole that the entire discussion of Shlokit.
No, he's saying Midah Oraisa, but Midrabanan, he'd still say exactly what Tosos says. Once you get to the Rabbanon level, you have to say the same thing. Okay, I just point out that there's a Shidus Yochid of the Pnei Yoshua here, who has a different idea about the relationship between Chena and Kalabein of Lotzia. If we start here, Ksuba Midrabanan, the Tosfos and most Poskim assume that Grusha is Lote Kala Dechuli, and Almana is because of Mechina. The Pnei Yoshua sees it a little differently. Pnei Yoshua says, he sees it a little differently, he says, Bain Grusha and Bain Almana, the Iker Takana is Mechina. That was the Iker Takana. This is the main Takana, very much the opposite of Tosos. Tosos says Chena was a secondary Takana. The main Takana is Chena. Of course, you're going to have a lot of trouble in our Gemara. What's Lo Tekalabein of Lotzia? Pnei Yoshua says, what's Lo Tekalabein of Lotzia? he says, Isser Isser L'Shahos below Ksuba if something happened to the ketubah, that is shlote kala be'enav lehotzia. He says he has a different approach. The main reason they made the takana of ksuba is because of china, so she should have money. What's the that's why they originally made the takana of ksuba. Then, but that in order for china. To have chena, it's enough to say that when they get divorced or widow, they have to pay money. Wanting to have the shtar available, and if the shtar gets erased, you have to write it again, or if she's mochelet, you have to give her a new ksuba. Why is it usher to ever be without a ksuba? Why do you have to always make sure to have a ksuba? That is, sorry, that is mishum shlotei kalvein of lotzia. He makes lotzei kalvein of lotzia almost the secondary. The secondary way. This is just the.
So he's holding Agamor is like Rebbe Meir, or everyone's like Rebbe
yes.
Meir.
Yes, everyone's like Rebbe Meir v'Ikaron. And this is the secondary takana. This means includes things like that you need a shtar, and that if it's lost, you need a new one, or if it's forgiven, right? If it's nimchal or paid while you're still married, you need a new one. That's just the detail. Lo te kalbein of lotzia means one thing, the kind of rechina, then, in order not to take her lightly in a case where it got erased or it got paid or it got forgiven or it got lost, then you have to rewrite this to show that you take her as seriously as everyone else. And that's why he would read, our sugya, why is our sugya talking about lotzei kalabein lotzia? Because in our sugya, you would assume like Tosos Rush, which he writes in the previous paragraph, that was not Zerex here, you already paid the ksuba. You already paid the ksuba. And that's just why in our sugya, why does our sugya only mention lotzei kala be'enav lotzia? For Tosos, because that's the main reason. For the Pnei Yoshua, because in this case, he already paid the ksuba. And the discussion is whether he, whether he needs a second ksuba, right? What do I mean by that? Like the Tosfos Rosh, he already paid the ksuba. We just want to know if he has to have a second ksuba or not, and therefore that's because of lotei kala ve'ein of lotzi, and that's why we leave out chinah. Okay, so there are two fundamentally different ways of looking at the takana ksuba. Tosfos says the ikar is kala ve'ein of lotzi, chinah is just a low plug of like an extension of an agav, took a tramp of lotei kala ve'ein of lotzi, and that's why our Gemara focuses mainly on the ikar takana. The Bnei Yeshua seems to have a different idea. Maybe the ikar is because of chinah. Only the replacing a lost ksuba is for the lotei kala ve'ein of lotzia, but in our sugya, where he already paid her 200 zuz, and he holds like Tosfos Rosh that counts as a ksuba, then the question is just replacing a ksuba, making a second ksuba, needing a second ksuba when the first one is gone, that's only because of lotei kala ve'ein of lotzia.
So why do you find the difference between Garshin and Talmud?
That would be the same as Tosfos. I mean, you would say, it was an Talmana, then that's the original Takana of Chinah. That's Pasha. She already received it. If it's a Garsha, you might think she would need a second Ksuba, even though she already received the Shilotei Kalbein and Lotzia. Kamash Malan. But you're right. Even Ein Lov Klum is built on top of Yotzei Kasem Kasem B'Ksubasa. That's what you'd have to say. Ein Lov Klum on top of Yotzei Kasem Kasem B'Ksubasa. It's not the Beduyuk as Tosfos, I admit. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. John, I'm going to give a chance. Omer shosabat tzitzah. Amrili rabim perzikular vashi. So, michti migvar gomri adadi, since we have a hekesh, or sorry, zereshava, I mean, that onus about to learn from one another, lahamos and amrili gomri adadi, why don't we learn? We know onus is shosabat tzitzah. Because it says, losia leisha, he has to marry her. But, maybe we should learn through zereshava that, the father also has to marry her. Amakra, Mahar Yimarna Lo Leisho Lo Mi Daito. No, it says Mahar Yimarna Lo Leisho, which means Mi Daito Lo. Well, where it seems to say Lo means he has the choice. Okay, it's a little funny. How can Mahar Yimarna Lo Leisho means he has the choice? Tosus asks. By onus, what does it say? Lo Tia Leisho. It also says Lo. So obviously the drush is not from lo, you know, half you say it's lo means he has the choice. It says lo by onus and mefata. And Tosfos has two answers. Most of you show them a variation of these two answers. Either really lo does mean midaito. Mahar yimarna lo leisho means midaito. But by onus, we know he has to marry her against his will, since it says lo yuchal shalcha chal yom. If he can never divorce her, then it's a svar. If he can never divorce her, that means he has to marry her. Really, the lo usually means midaito, but by onus it says lo yuchal shalchus. That means he has no choice. Or his second answer is, I think much more meduyik, and most of you shouldn't like this. The difference between lo siya leisha and mahor yim harena lo leisha. Who mahor yim harena lo leisha? Who's the subject of mahor yim harena lo leisha?
He
haish mahor yim harena lo leisha. Lo siya leisha. Who's the subject? Her. She lo siya leisha. So that's the second answer of Tosfos. It's not as clear in the other Rishonim, but that seems to be the best shot. That Mahar Yimarna Lo Leisha means when it's saying he should do it, then he has a choice. In Lo Siya Leisha, when it says she should do it, then it means that she has the choice, but he does not. So Mahar Yimarna Lo Leisha means Lo Midato, but Lo Siya Leisha means Midata, because she's the subject. Okay, Keitza Shoshabat Tzitzo. Rav Kahana. So what does the Mishnah say at the end? So even if she's lame or blind, fine. And even if she's full of boils. Nitzo dvar erva, she ain't really about Yisrael. However, if you find his dvar erva, meaning, she committed adultery and now it's forbidden to her husband. He marries her, then she commits adultery and forbidden to him. Or, ain't really about Yisrael. You find that she's not permitted to marry, she's a mamzeris or an asina or any of the things in the Mishnah, not permitted in marriage. You're not allowed to keep her, he's not allowed to marry her, meaning it's not, he can't do an avdeira. If she's usher to him, he doesn't marry her, only if she's mutter to him. So Amar, why? What does the Mishnah say? Why doesn't he marry her if she is forbidden to him? What does the Mishnah say? Lo, the drush is from lo. What does lo mean? Someone who's fit for him, isha ru'yalo. The Gemara says, Amr of Kana, Rishil Shmaitse, Kamad Rav Zivin, Gener Da, Nesi Asev, Doch Lo Sasa. Why isn't the Asev Lo Sila Isha, Doch Lo Sasa of Mamzeres or whatever it may be? Okay, that's the Gemara's question. Before we get to the answer, the Gemara's question is exceedingly difficult. What's difficult about the Gemara's question? The Gemara says, why doesn't the Asev Doch Lo Sasa? After all, right, we have many cases of Asev Doch Lo Sasa, right? Not a non-classic case, because that's a special, unique pasuk is Yibam, right? Doche Eishes Ach, well, we have Milos Doche Tzaras, in many cases, we'll say Doche Losasa. Kisi Adam, we see in some cases Doche Velachas Yantiv, at least in the Shakuntari, the Gemara. So why isn't, the Gemara says, let us say Doche Losasa. What's difficult about the Gemara's question? John? What do you mean? There is no Asay. Losia Leisha means the Asay only applies to Isha Ruyalo. There is no asay by an isha shein ruyilo. So what's the hav meaning of asay do chalosaseh if there's no asay in the first place? Right, that's a reasonable question. What's the hav mean if there's no asay in the first place? So that is the question of all the Rishonim, which is if you have lo seyeh leisha, and the drash is isha haruyilo, how can you have the Gemara's Havamina, is that Asay Doche Lo Sase? Okay, let's at least see the Gemara's answer. What's the Gemara's answer? So Asay Doche Lo Sase? Amr Lo Hecham Rin Nesh Asay Doche Lo Sase Milo Taras Lo Efshel Kiyum La Asay. When do we say Asay Doche Lo Sase? Like Milo Taras. Let's say the baby has Taras on the Orla. You're not allowed to cut off Taras. But if you do the bris mila, you have to cut off the Orla, you have to cut off the Taras. So then you can't do the Asay without violating Lo Sase. So it's Mutter. Well, Haki, Amr Lobayim, he saw say Klal over here. If she doesn't want to marry him, there's no assay at all. I mean, the assay is only to marry her if she wants to. But if she doesn't want to, there's no assay. And therefore, over here, you don't need to be Doka Lo Sase. Now getting into details. Okay. Now, what is the question though? What's the having of assay Doka Lo Sase? After all, there is no assay. The assay only applies to Isha Ruyalo. That was the whole point of the Mishnah. So, Tosus asked this question, and Tosus has three answers. What are the three answers of Tosus? I think the first answer is definitely the cleverest. What's the three answers of Tosus?
First, the
fact
that she doesn't have to.
Exactly. So Tosus' first answer is that the Mishnah is lav dafka. It doesn't mean lo siya leisha is a drush of ru'uyalo. The Mishnah is lav dafka. The real drusha is lo siya midata. Right? Lo siya midata. That's the real drusha. The real drusha lo siya midata. I mean, it's up to her. She's the subject. She decides whether Tia to be married to him or not. That's the real drasha, Losia Midata. And therefore we understand. Losia Midata, but Havamina, that Asay Doche Lo Sase. And what's the Kamash Valan? That why isn't Asay Doche Lo Sase here? Because she could choose not to. So it says that's what the Mishnah meant. The real drasha, Losia Midata. But after this stage of the Mara, and then the Kamash Malan, that it's up to her. So after the stage of the Mara, we say, since it's Midata, therefore, he only marries Isha Haruyalo, right? Then you just have to understand that basically the Mishnah was assuming our Gemara. What did the Mishnah mean? Lo siya is midata. And if you would think Asay Doche Lo Sase, but since it's up to her, the Asay is not Doche Lo Sase. And that's what the Mishnah meant. Lo siya midaita. Because it's only midaita, therefore Asay is not Doche Lo Sase, and therefore he doesn't have to marry an Isha Sheinu. He's not allowed to marry an Isha Sheinu Ruyalo. He only marries an Isha Ruyalo. But there's no direct drush of Isha Ruyalo. The direct drush is Losia Midaita, and then adding in our Gemara, like our Gemara is part of the background of the Mishnah, adding in our Gemara, you get the result of But the, let's say even better, the secondary result based on our Gemara is Isha Haru'yalo. But that's not the drasha. That's based on our Gemara. So what our Gemara is asking is, hold on a second. Why? How did the Mishnah get to this result of Isha Haru'yalo? We know that's not a real drasha. What about Asei Dov Lo Sase? The answer is, since it's Midat, there's no Asei Dov Lo Sase, and that's what the Mishnah, meant. Okay. That's the first answer. What's Tosa's second answer? Second answer is that no, the Mishnah is Dafka, but what's the Havamina? The Mishnah is Dafka. There's a drasha of Isha Haru'yalo, right? The drasha is Isha Haru'yalo. So now what's our Gemara asking? What's the Havamina our Gemara? The drasha is Isha Haru'yalo. We know that there's no assay, that the essay is only by Uyelo. So what's the second answer? Exactly. Havamina didrasha mima'etes rak chayve krisos velo chayve lavin. Yes, the Mishnah says drasha of Isha Uyelo. But the Havamina is that drasha would only exclude chayve krisos. After all, the drasha should only exclude one thing. How do you know the drasha even chayv lavin should be included? Because I say dov lo sase kamashlam. Once they say not dov lo sase, we see that the drasha even includes chayv lavin. Why would you have a havmi and the drasha excludes chayv krisos? Isn't it obvious that I say is not dov chayv krisos? So what's the havmina? Right? I mean, what's the havmina? What is the havmina that he would marry Chayvei Krisos? We know in Kol HaTorah Kula say he's not Tocha Chayvei Krisos. So what's the Havamina? The answer is what?
There's Knas. So
because remember, Besulos, Besula, Besula, Besulos, Habesulos, right, Nara, Nara, Hanara, includes Knas by Chayvei Krisos. The Havamina is, since it's a Gzeres HaKosov, includes them for Knas. Remember, we don't hold like Shimon HaTeimani or Reb Shimon ben Menasya. We hold there's a special Gzeres HaKosov Chayvei Krisos for Knas. So we might have thought we also include marrying Chayvei Krisos. So Losi Elisha excludes Chayvei Krisos. So Losi Elisha excludes Chayvei Krisos. The Gemara said, but Chayvei Lavin, he should do it. No, Kamash Malan, that Asei is not Docha Losasa in, sorry, such cases, that Asei is not Tocha, that Asei is not Tocha Lo Sase in such cases. Okay. Kamash Malan. Not. How about Tosa's third answer? What's Tosa's third answer? Also, it takes the Mishnah at face value, right? The Mishnah is Davka, and there's a drasha of Isha Haru'yalo. So what's the Havi of Asei Dov Lo Sase in our sugya? If there's a drasha of Isha Haru'yalo. Exactly. So here, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that Kevan Dehaya Asei Dov Lo Sase. Lule Gzeres HaKosov. Gzeres HaKosov She'ein Asei Dov Lo Sase, right? Since we would have thought Asei Dov Lo Sase except for the Gzeres HaKosov Losi Elisha. And Losi Elisha comes to teach us Asei Zat Dov Lo Sase. What would the Havamina? The Havamina is Lilmod Mikan L'kol HaTorah Kula the Ain Asei Dokha Losase. The Havamina is, since this would qualify as a case of Asei Dokha Losase, but the Gzeres HaKosov is not Dokha Losase. Therefore, we should learn from here that Asei is never Dokha Losase. And then what's the answer?
And then, kamashmalan, that, what was our answer? The answer is that, no. This isn't a case of asei doko lo sasa anyway. Meaning, it's not like there's a kusuf to override asei doko lo sasa here. This isn't a case where we would have said asei doko lo sasa anyway. That's the, sorry. That's the kamashmalan of our sugya. Okay, the other Rishonim have other clever answers. The Ramban has an exceedingly clever diuk here. What's the diuk of the Ramban? What's the diuk of the Ramban here? That the Ramban and the diuk of the Mishnah, there's something interesting about the Lashon of the Mitzvah, the Mishnah. What's the Lashon of the Mishnah? Nitzama dvar erva ulshe, eina revi lo Yisrael, eina rasha l'kaima. What does Eina Rasha L'Kaima mean? Eina Rasha L'Kaima. It sounds like if you're married, you're not allowed to stay married to her, right?
There is a marriage.
Sounds like, so if there is a marriage, you're not allowed to stay married to her, right? So, what does the Ramban build on that?
It was okay to marry.
Exactly.
At that point, the only the problem went after it came after the marriage.
Right. Correct. The Ramban says, the Ramban also brings down Tosfos pshat. This is the Ramban's new pshat that he thinks is Iker, right? His own pshat. He says that.
So he's using the test justified that we should have
that. That the Mishnah really is Dafka. Right? And there really is a drusha of Isha Haru'yalo. There really is a drasha of Isha Re'uyelo. However, the drasha of Isha Re'uyelo means that at the time, if she's Re'uyelo, you should marry her. And if not, not. So what does it mean? Drasha of Isha Re'uyelo, that you should marry her if she's Re'uyelo. So now what's our Gemara saying? What's the Havmi Asei Doko Lo Sasa? You should only marry if she's Re'uyelo, and if she's not Re'uyelo. So no. But the Havmi is that if you already marry her when she was Re'uyelo, you married her, she was Re'uyelo, but then she became Usher. How did then she become Usher? The case of the Sota, right? And then nimtza ba dvarzima, then the havmin is that you can stay married because asei doko lo sasa. That's a reasonable havmina. Meaning tainach, there's a real drush of isha ruyelo. That means after the ones, if she's ruyelo, you should marry her, if not, not. But let's say it was Re'uyelo and you married her. Let's say it was Re'uyelo and you did marry her. And then she committed adultery. Now she becomes usher to you. But now the Xeris custom doesn't apply. She was Re'uyelo at the time you married her. Lucy Elisha at the time Tavaya, which is marriage. She was Re'uyelo. So you might think, can I stay married to her? I can stay married to her because I say Dochelo Sasa. Kamashalan, this doesn't qualify. Say Dochelo Sasa and you can't stay married to her.
I mean, the Asai was only Lotia Lovisha. He did it once, and he said,
okay.
Now there's
only the law. Okay, good. So, that, who said that? Who objected this way to the Ramban? This is the Rashba quoting Moro. Who's Moro of the Rashba? Well, the Rashba quotes Mori. Who does he mean?
The Ra.
No. The Ra was a contemporary of the Rashba.
Usually the Ramban.
Usually Rabbi Yonah. Mm-hmm. Clear, here he's arguing with the Ramban. Clearly he's not. Mm-hmm. Usually Moro, he means Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? So I can't promise it here. So here you have two objections to this Ramban. The Rashba has an objection to the Ramban, and Tosos has an objection to the Ramban. What are the objections to the Ramban? So the first objection to the Ramban is the Rashba. Kevan Dikvar Nasa ain asay. There's no asay behemshech anisuin.
There's clearly a lo asay to stay married, lo yuchal shalcha. But there's no asay to stay married. They're not saying to marry in the first time. There's no asay to stay married. So what's the hadgin asay to lo asay to stay married? There is no asay to stay married. Obviously, that's the Rashi of Meir Yona. Obviously, the Ramban would say, what does Ramban obviously holds?
There is.
Exactly. Would say that the asay continues forever. Meaning, the asay of losiya leisha, again, everyone agrees he has to stay married. The question is an asay, right? Because only an asay is dofa losasa. So the Rashba here, quoting Rabbi Yona and the Ramban, argue what it means losiya leisha. What it means tiya, right? What does it mean to become or to be, remain, right? The Ramban thinks that Lucy Elisha means she has to be his wife forever. Lucy Elisha, she has to be his wife and continue being his wife. The Rashi says, no, Lucy Elisha, she has to become his wife. So the Rashi says, the assay is just to marry her, and then there's a law, you can't divorce her, so you're stuck with her. Well, the Ramban would say, no, the assay is to stay married to her, and therefore the Ramban would say, the assay of staying married to her would be docha lo saseh. While the Rashba would say, no, there's no say anymore.
Does the Yisr of Chayei Lavin continue post-Yisr?
Yes.
Then how, then according to everyone, how come the Gemara, I mean, then according to the Rashba, how come the Gemara have thought, say, the Kolosa say, if right after you were kind of say, maybe you have the Yisr the whole time you're married to that and not say that?
Meaning, according to the Rashba, what's even the havmin of asay dochel osaseh? After all, the asay only lasts once, so you'd have to say for the Rashba, the havmin is that you should marry her briefly and then divorce her.
Yeah.
That's the Rashba after you need to say.
You can't divorce her.
What?
You can't. But there's an
issue
to divorce her. So the asay dochel osaseh and call you divorce her.
According to the Rashba, Yaakov's pointing out, according to the Rashba, there's a bigger problem. What's the whole Havmin Asay Dochel Osaseh? The Asay is only the original when you marry her. So okay, the Achronim are assumed that the Asay is to marry her and have one be. Fine. So what's the Gemara saying, the Havmin Asay Dochel Osaseh, then what would you do after Bi Rishona? Unless you say that Yeah?
I forgot what the Rashi learned. We learned Tosfos number 3. And the whole question is just the Chotah Kula either else.
That is true. Although the Rashi seems to lean more towards Tosfos number 2. You know something? I wonder why the Rashba didn't say this to answer the question. No, forget that. Hold on. Morihim. Li Nira. He doesn't discuss it. That's a good question. Not sure. Yes.
Did you say something that when something's docha, it's docha forever?
Meaning if we're already in the middle of marriage, the essay is gone. Forget it. If the essay is there at the beginning, but we don't normally say that. Like for example, by yibam, it's before that. If I say don't losa said by yibam midoraisa, let's say she's a mamzeres. On the Doraisa level. It's before that be Rishon as Mutter and Bishni as Asr, then they have to get divorced. So it doesn't seem to go that far.
Couldn't you knock down the Rambam here over here? The fact that she was Goreh, she was Mazanet, knowing that she can't stay married anymore, that's just as good as saying she does what she wants to divorce.
How would that help us?
That's just knocking that in the Rambam. When you say the essay continues forever, there is no essay anymore because she doesn't want to be married anymore. Once she is mezana, she's implicitly implying that she wants a divorce because there's an issur derayos already.
That is interesting. I'd like to read that into the end of the Gemara. I mean, that's not going to help the Ramban at this stage of the Gemara. He wants that
Mahab
Kelsi.
It's going to
knock him down. Why not say, okay, the simple pshat is because that's a Mechudish Svara, right? It's a Mechudish Svara that by committing adultery she's been mochal in the marriage. Simple pshat is, no, she had a time to commit adultery, but she still wants to be married. So I guess you're going to, you know, whenever it's a clever Svara, but you don't have to say it. Okay, what's the other problem with Ramban? What's Tosa's problem with Ramban?
There's always an answer.
Exactly. Tosa's problem with the Ramban, meaning it's interesting. How does Tosa start? Nezah sevi nichlo sasa. Lava nimsu with the ve'erva parech. Ve'es the lava seikid. I'm referring to the Yavamos. Etc. etc. Elo she'enu re'ilo avil kal parech. It's almost like Tosa knows the Ramban's pshat and says, well, this line, I mean, I don't know how much of a diet, but this line of the Gemara is not talking about nitzvah to our erva. It's only talking about the fact that she was puzzled all along. Why does Tosa reject the Ramban? Because, Sota, I mean Sota Vadai, right? Sota Vadai, right? I don't mean Sota like you bring her a drink of water, because you don't know. Here we know, right? Nitzvah is Varzima. Asura Bilav Vaase. The Ein Ase Doche Lav Vaase. Says you can't say to have me now that Nitzvah is Varzima, an adulterous woman. Because an adulterous woman is an asura hazmai lav and an asay. How do we know? It says in the Yavamos that lo yucha valari shom l'sha asher shal chol l'shul l'kachtol l'yosol l'isha achar yeshu tuma'a. Achar yeshu tuma'a means a sota committed adultery. A man cannot remain with his wife after she committed adultery. That's a lav. And we know there's an asay. And sota says v'nitma'a is a itzer asay that she cannot remain with her husband anymore. So, and that seems to be muskum by the Rishonim, that it's a lav and asay. So Tosfos says, how can you say the havnim here is that asay is dochel los asay by nimtzvah varzima? No, there's no havnim asay. It's not dochel los asay and an asay. So how do you defend the Ramban here? What does the Ramban say? And how do we know, by the way, an asay is not dochel los asay and an asay? Where does it say that in Shas? It says it a few places, actually. Well, Beitza. Right? And I say it's not over Yontif, because Yontif is a lot, and I say Losasa Melocha and Shavasa. Right? That's what Rashi says in Beitza. Or by Yibam, by Alman al Kohen Gadol. It's a lav of Ishav Salah Yikach. It's a lav of Almanah lo Yikach. And Naseh, Isha Vesuleh, Yikach. So we see that all over Shas, Naseh is Natocha, Lav, and the Naseh. So what was the Ramban thinking here?
Maybe that, meaning, Gemara does have a Hav, meaning sometimes that Naseh, and then they reject it by that, and the Gemara had a better rejection that there's no Naseh in the first place here.
Ah, so you could say the Hav, meaning that Naseh is Docha, Naseh, Velosaseh. Okay, you could say that. It's definitely possible. I'm not sure. I would think. All right. I would go with the Achiezer. The Achiezer, the first sentence of the Achiezer, says that. You have to make two assumptions. Here he says that there's two different kinds of assays. There's a mitzvah assay, and there's isser assay. And here he makes a very lumdish chiluk to justify this Ramban. He says there's two different kinds of assay. Sometimes there's a kiyum assay. The mitzvah assay is, for example, Shavuot. Kiyum assay and isser assay, or mitzvah assay and isser assay. A lav is not doche, and asay is not doche a mitzvah asay, like shabbosim. Shabbosim means to have a restful yontif. Right? So, what does he want to say here? The Ramban might say that asay eino doche lav u mitzvah asay. But asay is doche a lav and an iser asay. An Isra Se is what's called also in the Gemara, they call it a Lapa Bamikal Se, a negative commandment expressed positively. And in the Achrona, they call it an Isra Se. This is what the Rashba says here. If you look at the Rashba, he says, what about Mitri and Adomi? It's an Isra Se to marry a first or second generation Mitzvah and Adomi. Is an Ase Dom for that? The answer is yes. Because that's not a mitzvah saseh, that's an isra saseh. So he's mechalik. Sometimes when I do something, I'm being mevatel a mitzvah. Like Shabbosom. If I work on Yontif, I am not having the experience of Shabbosom. Sometimes it's an assay that's not a kiyum that I'm supposed to do an assay. It's a prohibition. What does an isra say? The nitma. Meaning, what does the nitma mean? The nitma means she's forbidden to her husband. It's just expressed in a positive language. The chiddush of the Rashba all over Shas. This is the machlokas, Tosfos and Rashba all over Shas. Tosfos in Yevamos Daf. One second. Someplace here. Chafam Beis. This is a great question. Is Haim Asay Doche Israsay? Tosfos in Yevamos. Daf Chaf on the days seems like some of the Rishonim deny that. Says no, because it's only docha lo sase. An ase is not docha nase. It's only docha lo sase. However, the Rashba in our sugya as well as in Yevamos says yes, because isra se is more kal than a lav. An isra say is just a minor lav. It's not really an assay, it's a minor lav. The question is, how do you look at an isra say? A prohibition that's expressed positively. Do you look at it as a mitzvah assay, or do you look at it as a second-rate lav? After all, it's prohibition, it's just a second-rate lav, because it's only expressed positively, so you don't get malchus. So, that's machlokas. Tosfos says, an isra say is an assay. Therefore, ein assay doch assay, the more you use the lashon, my only the highest say, your highest say, why should one assay be doch another assay? However, the Rashba says no. An asay is not doche, a mitzvah is asay. But an asay is doche, and isra asay, because an isra asay is just a second-rate lav. That's really the chiddush. That an isra asay is a second-rate lav. And therefore, if it's doche first-rate lav, it's doche second-rate lav. So, if you assume that the Ramban holds like the Rashba, Tosos maybe holds like Tosos, and the Ramban holds like the Rashba, not a crazy assumption, the Ramban and Rashba, right? Close, very common relationship. Then Tosos might hold, no. An Isra Asay is an Asay. And an Asay is never doche another Asay. Well, the Ramban might hold like the Rashba, no. An Isra Asay is, just a second rate lav. And a lav is doche first rate lav, an Asay is doche first rate lav, so it's certainly doche a second rate lav. So you could say that it's Lashitasam. Tosos is Lishitase. Of course, an assay is not doche, a lav and an assay. But the Ramban is Lishitase and Rashba. That an Isra assay is different. It's a second rate lav. To read you the Lush on the Rashba and Arsugya, says the Rashba and Arsugya. He says, one second, assay de Mitzri, came into Eno assay gomer, a lav ba miklal assay, lo odif mi lav gomer, nitchum ne assay. An assay of a mitzri is a second-rate lav. It's not a real assay. It's just a lav that's expressed positively to be more lenient. So it's a sure nidcha mitnei a mitzvah's assay. And he's not talking necessarily about our case. But if you make two assumptions, the second one the Rashi might not be making, and also assume, like most Rishonim and Achronim, that an assay is doche two lavs. Assay is doche one lav, it's doche two lavs. So then we can justify the Ramban. An assay can be doche any number of lavs, but not an assay. And however, if an assay can be doche two lavs, it can be doche one first rate lav and one second rate lav. So if an assay is doche two lavs, then it's doche a lav and an isra assay. And since v'nitma is only an isra assay, so really you could have had a reasonable halakha that assay doche lo sase. Yeah, the assay is doche the lav of both yosh haklash achareish or tamah. It's also doche the lav of a miklal assay, the isra assay of v'nitma. And just again, what are the two assumptions? A, an isra assay is nidches because it's just a second rate lav, and B, an assay can be doche two isra. not just one Isser, which is the opinion of most Rishonim and Achronim, and Tosas all over Shas, and Lo Yosha Lakachta, let's just see what the Lav and what the Essay is. The Lav is Lo Yashov Lekachta, he shouldn't keep her after Asher Tamah, and the Essay is Vinitma, that she is now defiled. Which is the Essay, it says Vinitma three times for Baal and for Boel and for Truma. So again, this is how the Achiezer defends the Rabban, the very first siman of Achiezer. He says that the Rabban here is Lashitase of the Rashba. Again, Rosh Chodesh is dying in the Rashba, but he doesn't agree with the second assumption, so that's why he didn't say the Rabban's shot here. That an Asay can be docha one lav or two lav. And if it can be docha two lav, it can also be docha one lav and one second rate lav. And if Isra Asay is only a second rate lav, it's not really an Asay. And maybe it's even Lashitase. Tosos holds an Asay is not docha any Asay. So an Asay is not docha lav Asay. The Rabban says an Asay is not docha kiyam Asay, but it is docha Isra Asay. And therefore, since Vinitma is only an Isra Asay, there's no kiyam of her being defiled. There's just an Isra for her to stay with her husband. Therefore, an Asay would be docha. So maybe that's the machlokas between the Rabban and the Rashba here, between the Rabban and Tosos here. And that's the Rabban's fourth pshat.
Isn't Rabban assuming that this pshat by the Asay of Yontif, that it has a token? I mean, if you go according to the Rambam, she said that the Shabbaton have no token in itself.
Ah, that's interesting. You're saying that the Rabban works well with Shitase, that the Shabbaton actually does have a token.
Yeah.
Even according to the Rambam, it's not so poshut. Yesh Lodun, but at first glance, I definitely hear what you're saying. You could say, even according to the Rambam, it doesn't add any new Isurim, but it still has a token. You have to have a restful experience. He just thinks a restful experience is defined by Lama Tes Malachus. But I hear your taina. Hey, correct, I hear your taina. Okay, the last shot here, the fifth shot here, is the Ra'ah. Right? The Ra'ah is like, it's put in the ritual also, right, is the most, yeah?
I was just going to ask that, in terms of the essay, Lo's essay about say, there's a question we made about it. It's just because of my only highest and my highest say, or because Lo's essay about say is like a combined strength, right?
Yes.
This would have to assume that it's only because of my own and highest and highest. That's another
thing. correct.
If you say otherwise, then even if that is built by two lobbing would not be a riot, because two lobbing look like it's a case of two
unconnected
lobbing as opposed to a case where it's a
low. This is the machlokas and tosos and chulin, right? Would you have to say that? I mean, let's say it really was a mitzvah, and a. A simple pshat is you shouldn't have to say that. If you think about it more, that's a simple pshat. The Ra has the simplest pshat. He just takes a sledgehammer to it. What does he do with his Mishnah? He says the Mishnah is lav davka bichlal, and there is no drasha at all. The Mishnah is a total asmachta. There is no drasha of losia at all. Doesn't mean any drasha. The Mishnah was all an asmachta, was lav davka bichlal. And if the Mishnah is lav davka bichlal, then we understand our Gemara. Our Gemara is Pashat, Havamina, Asay, Docha, Lo Sase, because there's no drasha whatsoever. Okay, it's a little bit of Dachim Shad in the Mishnah, it's saying the whole Mishnah is Lav Davka, and it didn't mean there's a drasha at all. But these are basically the different options we have. Tosos' last two Pshatim and the Ramban assume there really is a drasha of Lo Sia Leisha. Right? We just either had a Havamina that only applied to Chayvei Krisus, or had a Havmi who should learn from here that ain't a Seidoka lo Saseh, or there really is Drasha l'Sui l'Isha, but once you're already married, now that Drasha doesn't apply. According to the first names of Tosos, there really is a Drasha, but it's not what it sounds like. The Drasha is L'Siya Midata. And what the Mishnah means is that there's a Drasha L'Siya Midata, which indirectly causes a result of Isha Ru'uyalo, and our Gemara is filling in that indirect result. And according to the Ra'ah, the Mishnah's Lav Davka Bichlal, there's no drush at all. It's a pure svara of that Asay is not Docha Lo Sase in this case because she could say she doesn't want to. And the whole Mishnah is Lav Davka, it's Nasmachta Bialma, and it doesn't mean any drusha whatsoever. Okay, if you want to follow that, then everything goes very smoothly. The,
what do you do with the Rambam here?
The Rambam is exceedingly tricky. Why is the Rambam tricky? Because, I mean, the Rambam basically reproduces the Mishnah and the Gemara without any of the answers that we showed him. Kedarka Bakodesh. Right? The Rambam is very tricky because what the Rambam says is, says the Rambam, in the Halach of Ones, he doesn't say anything too exciting. Right? He just says, Jenemar lo si li isha isha ruilo. Okay, he just quotes the Mishnah. No problem, he skips our guard. But in Perek Gimel, when he deals with Motzi Shemra, and he explicitly says he's talking about Onus also, in Perek Gimel, Motzi Shemra, sorry, he says, Nimtzvah dvarzimo, shenimtzah shulam, mechayvi lav, mechayvi yasev, filo shnei, rezi garshenev, again, shenemar, v'lo si elisha, lo si elisha. And then he adds our Gemara. He says, Now he goes back. You have the drasha, but why is that say dochel losase? So the answer is because maybe she wouldn't want to, and then you can kind of the asay without being docha the losase. So here the problem is a little tricky. First he brings the drasha as a real drasha, and then he says, why is an asay dochel losase? What's the having say shmilosase? Is a drasha of losi leisha? No, the Rambam is exceedingly difficult. Like, who could the Rambam hold like here? Right? Could the Rambam hold the drasha really of Seili Daita? No, because he brings the drasha of Lucia Isha Ru'ilov. Could he go like there other is no drasha? No, he brings the drasha of Lucia Isha Isha Ru'ilov. Could he hold that? That Losia Leisha only applies before he gets married. But once he gets married, if then she becomes a suri, and then it's Asei Docha Losase, I don't think so, because you look at his Lashon is, Nimtzvah Dvarzima, Oshin and Tassur Lomechagi Lavin, etc. Hareze Garshena Beget Shenemar, Losia Leisha Isha Ru'ilo. Sounds like even Nimtzvah Dvarzima is Bechlal Ish, the Drush of Isha Ru'ilo. So that's it, and likewise in Perak Aleph. If she was asur to him, or Nitzel Darzima, Isha Ru'ilo. So he certainly doesn't seem to hold like the Rambam.
Also, the fact that we know we talked about the fact that he has the Shnios makes it hard to understand why they are saying Dolcha Losa.
Okay, fair enough. But we discussed, we discussed that already. Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. So what are we left with for the Rambam? What's the answer for the Rambam? You could say, if we only had the drush of Sli Isha, we would only exclude Chayvi Krisos. But because Asay is in Dovel Osase, we go back and say that the drush includes everyone. And you could say this, meaning he says, we exclude everyone because of the drush of Sli Isha. But why not say Asay Dovel Osase and only exclude Chayvi Krisos? The answer is to say is not Dovel Osase in this case. So maybe you could have said that he holds like the second answer of Tosos. How about the third one, which is, why don't we learn from here that Ein Asei Dovel Osase? It's also a stretch of the Rambam. Really, it's because of the Drasha. But why not say Asei Dovel Osase and then learn from here that Asei is not Dovel Osase the Alma? That's a little harder to read into the Lashon of the Rambam. So really, the Rambam is the only explanation we do have for the Rambam, of the Rishonim that we're working for the Rambam, is this very strange explanation. This very strange explanation that, you know, you have to read the Lashon of the Rambam, it's because of a drasha. And if you'll say, Asei Dovel Osase, and think the drasha only means Chayvei Krisos, then we see that Asei is not Dovel Osase in this case. It's a little, it's certainly a little tricky. The Rambam's Lashon definitely doesn't seem to imply that. Okay, could you say Chiddush in the Rambam? Perhaps. But I don't know if I really One of the things that was I'll tell you one of the things that was funny to me in the Rambam, see if you make anything of it. Again, it's reminiscent of the Rambam, that's not going to work. Exactly.
says if you find that if she commits adultery or you find that she is not Ru'ila Kahal, you divorce her with a get. He emphasized like divorcing her with a get when he brings this drasha. And even in Perek Aleph, it's not as clear. He says if she was Asura Olav, then he shouldn't marry her. And likewise, he finds that by Zima, he should divorce her. I don't know, too much. You know what I'm trying to say.
I wouldn't agree at all.
All right. What I was thinking maybe you could say, but this might be going too far, is that the Rambam might have a sixth shot here. The Rambam might say, well, Siyali Isha means only if she's fit for him. But if Asei would be Dochel Osasa, then she'd be fit for him. Then she'd be fit for him. So Lo Siyali Isha means when you have to stay married to her, if she's fit for you. If she's not fit for you, you can divorce her. And that's the get. Meaning, the Iker is like, don't worry about the Lav Luchal Shalcha. You're allowed to write her a get if she's not fit for you. But then the question is, Tainach, if she's not fit for you, you're allowed to write her a get. But she is fit for you, because I say is Dochel Osasa. So if she is fit for you, then she's Ru'ulo. So no, since I say is not Dochel Osasa, then she's not Ru'ulo. This is a little similar to Tosas' second answer, meaning Losila Isha, and then what do you need Losila Isha? If she's not fit for you, anyway, you need Losila Isha, say you're allowed to write her a get. Who says you're allowed to write her a get just because she's forbidden to you? If you married her, so I thought maybe you could say in the Rambam, but it might be too meduyah, too mechudish. Maybe you could say in the Rambam, right? Maybe in the Rambam you could say that the Mishnah is davka, and what's the chiddush? That if she is eina reuyalo, then he's allowed to divorce. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. If she's Ein Ru'ulo, he's allowed to divorce her. That's the main chiddush of the Mishnah. If she's not fit for him, he's allowed to divorce her. What's the worst question? Worst question is, but she is fit for him, because if I say Dovalo Sasa. Right? Then maybe you could say, now what's the Havmina of the Gemara? The Havmina is, she is Ru'ulo, because I say Dochalosasin. And they have to answer that Asei Dochalosasin doesn't apply in these circumstances. Okay, that would be a big finish. They Asei Dochalosasin makes her Ru'ulo. But maybe there's a little doink in the Ramah. What's the Ramah of the Halach? Once she's forbidden to him, he's allowed to write her again. Lo Yuchal Shalchan Kol Yomov doesn't apply. But who says she's forbidden to him? Maybe Asei should be Dochalosasin and she's not forbidden to him in the first place. Kamash Malan, Asei Dochalosasin doesn't apply in the circumstances. She could just say she's not interested in it, and therefore she's not fit for him. That's not a chudish way of reading the Gemara. What we're saying is there really is a drasha Ein Ru'ulo. But Ein Ru'ulo doesn't mean she's forbidden to him in other circumstances. Ein Ru'ulo means she's forbidden to him in these circumstances. Then the Gemara just asks, why is she forbidden to him in these circumstances? Maybe she's permitted in these circumstances through Dechia. We have to explain why there's no Dechia to justify that she's forbidden to him in these circumstances. Now you'll ask, hold on, if there's no Dechia anyway, why do you need the Pasuk Isha Ru'ulo? Why do you need the Drusha? She's forbidden to him. The answer is, and if I'm she's forbidden to him, that means he can't sleep with her. You need the Drusha to say he's allowed to give her a get. Because you might have thought he can't sleep with her, but he also can't give her a get.
But he's also there just from being married right now. That means he's been an Isser taking place just from being married.
No. No Isser to stay married to someone who's forbidden to you. As a matter of fact, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says there was one case, who was it? Whose wife was written to him, and he didn't give her yet. He stayed married to her, and she was nichnas beroshka, sof kavaneh, yotzi beroshka vaneha. You remember that Gemara? There's not necessarily a prohibition to stay married to someone who's forbidden to you. Okay, maybe that's pshat in the Rambam, because he really doesn't sound like any of the other pshatim. But if you're reading Kapshuto, you might say, she's not Ru'ulo, so you divorce her. Then his question is, why is she not Ru'ulo? After all, say Dovel Osasa. Maybe that's a simple way of reading the Gemara. What makes her not Ru'ulo? She is Ru'ulo through Asei Dovel Osasa. So you have to answer, Asei Dovel Osasa doesn't apply, and that's why she's not Ru'ulo. Okay, what I just point out, I realize our time is up, is that we're left with a... if you ask in the end, I'll just point out, is there really a drasha or is there not really a drasha? Let's remember these pshatim. Is there really a drasha to exclude Ein Ru'ulo, or is there not really a drasha? Clearly we have, as we mentioned earlier, we have two different approaches, right? The Ra'ah and Tosfos. First answer says there is not really a drasha of Eina Ru'ilo. Right? There's not really a drasha of Eina Ru'ilo. You shouldn't marry her because it doesn't work out and say Dovla Sass, and that really drasha. While Tosfos, second and third answers, and the Ramban, and Lachor the Rambam, however you slice it, says there is really a drasha of Eina Ru'ilo. Meaning, if you ask, why doesn't he marry a woman who's forbidden to him? The Ra'an, the first answer of Tosfos, would say, because Misvara he shouldn't marry her. Either just be Svara, there is no drasha, or there's a drasha midaita. Based on that midaita, you build the Svara. If you ask the other answers, why should he marry? He says, there really is exeris a custom not to marry her. Then why do you need the whole Svara discussion on Gemara? For this reason, or because you might have thought something's funny, or because you might have had a funny conclusion, or, but ultimately, is there enough gemina if there really is a drasha or not a drasha? Is there enough gemina if there really is a drasha or not a drasha? So here's the interesting, chap of the Kovet Shiurim, and I will ask you, just take 2 seconds, what's the nafkamina? So the Kovet Shiurim says there might be a nafkamina whether it's a drasha or a svara. Is it really just a pure svara? Or a drasha, which of course you stick in svaras for one of those explanations. Nafkamina might be, what does he suggest the nafkamina might be? If she's forbidden to him now, but becomes permitted later. What's the only way for her to be forbidden now and become permitted later? Right? It's his wife's sister and his wife dies, right? The only one of the Arayas that becomes permitted later. So the nafkamina he wanted to say is if she becomes muteres later. And he wants to say, if the svara not to marry her, then now he's trying to marry her. Then he couldn't marry her because I say he wasn't no losase. But now there's no losase and the estate applies. But if it was Xeris HaKasov, then once Xeris HaKasov potter and potter. I mean, if the Torah be Xeris HaKasov, once he's potter, he's potter. If there's just a svara that it's not Dova Losasa, there's no Xeris HaKasov, then while it wasn't Dova Losasa, it wasn't. But now that the Losasa goes away, it should be Chayiv. That's, he says, it's Vasmi Yushalmi. You should know the Menachas Chinuch doesn't like this analysis. He says you have to analyze it from the perspective of Yesh Dichoy B'mitzvos. Can mitzvahs get pushed off and not based on this lumdus? But he says this could be enough gemina. If it's just, there's no drasha. It's just, lemaisa, I can't do it. Then now I can't do it, but later I can do it. But if it's a drasha to exclude me, once the drasha potters me, I'm potter. Once I'm potter, I'm potter. Earlier in the year, we suggested perhaps another nafkamina. What was the other nafkamina we suggested earlier in the year? That we suggested perhaps early in the year. Anyone remember a nafkamina we suggested? Okay. We suggested another nafkamina, although this is certainly not mochrach. But you wonder if this could underlie certain machlokas tanoim. Which machlokas tanoim? Between the Chachamim and Shimon HaTemani and Shimon HaMenasya. Right? Meaning, do you at least pay knas? So it's certainly lav davka, but maybe we suggested, and especially if you take the approach of Rav Shimon ben Menasya, maybe you would say, if it's just a svara not to marry her, then maybe. Then it's a svara you can't marry. The assay applies. What's the tzachat? The assay is here, you just can't do it. That's the basic nafkamina. The basic what Rav Chaim is trying to say is that the assay is here, but you can't do it. Versus, there is no assay, right? If you say it's a svara, the assay is here. There's no drasha. You just can't do the assay because it's a tzase. Versus, no, there's no assay. Elisha excludes you. So what he wants to suggest an afkamina of what if you have the opportunity later. If the assay is here, you couldn't do it, then do it later. If there's no assay, there's no assay. We want to suggest maybe this could even underlie the machlokas in the Chachamim and and perhaps even Shimon HaTeimana. Right? Should you pay a knas? It might be reasonable to say, if the essay applies, just you can't do it, at least pay the knas. If the essay doesn't apply in the first place, the essay doesn't apply, then why should you pay a knas? So that's certainly locked out, but we suggested that's one of the two ways that we have of understanding the machlokas. The Yisod Machlokas in Tanar earlier in the parak, so this ties into early in the parak. Okay, what we didn't get to today, I apologize, is actually why the essay is not Dovel Sase. What does it mean that you have another option? Oh, you want to keep going? Great.
This demonstrates the relativity that the fast, more information on the faster two, time slows down. So even though in real time is 2 seconds, in relativity, it's like really dependent.